Liz Cheney, Anti-Semite Omar Trying to Rewrite History of 9/11. By Robert Krajicek on April 12, 2019. Representative Liz Cheney, RY, described Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, as an anti-Semite trying to rewrite the history of September 11, 2001's Islamic terrorist attacks. Offering her remarks in a Friday interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe, Cheney linked Omar's political views to what she described as a growing embrace of socialism among newly elected Democrat politicians. "It's stunning to me," said Cheney. "There's this whole combination of perspectives and viewpoints that you find among the freshman Democrats who are socialists. You also get the views that we've seen, the really horrific views of Representative Omar, both the anti-Semitism as well as what she said a couple of days ago about 9/11. It's disgusting. Listen." Cheney added, "Sometimes it's so outrageous that it's hard to imagine we actually have to explain to her how outrageous it is." In March, Omar characterized the 9/11 attacks as a day in which some people did something while speaking at a fundraiser for the Council on American-Islamic Relations, CAIR, in Los Angeles, California. In 2007-08, Kerr was named an unindicted co-conspirator in the terror financing trial of the Holy Land Foundation for Relief and Development. That case, in turn, led the FBI to discontinue its work with the organization. In 2009, a federal judge ruled that the government produced ample evidence to establish the ties of Kerr with Hamas, an Islamic terrorist organization. Cheney stated, "It's nauseating, frankly. There's no context in which referring to 9/11 as some people did some things is anything other than a disgrace. We all have to remember 9/11 was the worst attack on our homeland in U.S. history. More Americans were killed than in Pearl Harbor. It was a horrific terrorist attack at the hands of radical Islamic terrorists." Cheney went on, "Ilhan Omar can try to rewrite history and can try to call it something else. But when she does that, she's showing that he has absolutely no understanding and no recognition of the threats that we face. The notion that she's comparing her, quote, discomfort to the over 3,000 Americans who were killed that day is just unbelievable to me," added Cheney. "It's one more piece of evidence why she has no place on the House Foreign Affairs Committee." Cheney continued, "Democrats are really going to have to face this question of, are they going to allow an anti-Semite who has those views of 9/11 to continue to be one of their representatives on the committee in the Congress that has oversight responsibilities for our alliances and our foreign policy? It's outrageous." Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.